Hi, welcome to Divine Savior Faith Reflections podcast. My name is Terry Rieselman, and the purpose of these podcasts is to hopefully help you find ways to connect with Christ. Today is going to be a guided reflection. A guided reflection is a way to just quietly sit in the presence of Christ and let Him lead you on a journey. This reflection will hopefully help you experience the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist during those times you aren't able to physically receive Him at Mass. So let's begin. Find a comfortable sitting position and take a deep breath. Hold it for a few moments and slowly let it out. Repeat this two more times till you find yourself in a nice, comfortable state. Picture yourself sitting in a church. You're all alone, and the sun is reflecting through the stained glass window. The colors of the stained glass are reflecting on the tops of your legs, and you can feel the warmth of the sun on your cheek. You gaze up and notice a consecrated host being displayed in a monstrance on the altar. The gold adornments that surround the host direct your gaze to the very center. You focus intently on the center of the Eucharist. Suddenly, you are no longer in church. You are looking up at a bright full moon, and it is night. The sky is full of stars, and you realize you are standing on soft, dusty ground. The air is cool and dry. Ahead of you is a small cave with a soft, dim light coming from it. As you are looking at the cave, you feel a gentle hand rest on your shoulder and a soft, low voice say, "Come and see." You turn to look, and Jesus is beside you, guiding you forward, and you approach the cave. As you come to the cave, you get a scent of fresh hay and the sound of a larger animal softly grazing upon it. You feel a relief from the cool night air and the warmth of a shelter as you slowly walk into the cave. You see a lantern placed upon a large rock, and in the soft glow of its light, a young woman curled atop blankets and hay, gently holding a new baby. Next to her is an older gentleman with a protective arm around both, keeping them safe and warm. They look up and smile at you. You can immediately tell their story from the tired yet joy-filled expression on their faces. They welcome you closer and offer you their child. As you carefully hold their child, you gaze upon his face and are overwhelmed with a sense of warmth, hope, and peace. You look up again to see the couple, but you realize it is now daytime, and you are no longer standing in the warmth of a cave. You are standing in a river. It's a cloudy day, and you feel cool as a slight breeze blows against your wet clothes. This time you realize you are not alone. There are dozens of people around, some standing on the bank of the river, some walking out of the river, and others wading in towards a disheveled-looking man, a man of the wilderness wearing a camel's hair cloak tied with a leather belt. He is preaching to the people, saying things like, "I baptize you with water for repentance. Make straight your paths. Turn away from sin and prepare yourselves. Someone far greater will come after me, and baptize you with the Holy Spirit. As you are standing there, you once again feel that hand on your shoulder as Jesus passes you by. He walks up to this wilderness man. Jesus addresses him and says, "John, brother, baptize me." The man is startled and stammers that he is not fit to baptize Jesus. Jesus gently urges him, reminding him that the prophecy must be fulfilled. John takes Jesus in his arms and gently lowers him into the river. For a moment, everything stops. Even the sounds of the birds in the distance and the flow of the river are silent. Then suddenly, as if in slow motion, Jesus emerges from the water. The clouds that block the sun part and a brilliant light brighter than the sun cast down upon Jesus. You hear a voice that fills your entire being say, "This is my beloved Son of whom I am well pleased." You dare to gaze upward toward the source and the light. But you are no longer standing in the river. You are laying in a grassy field atop of a hill, staring up at a blue sky. You sit up, and now it's just you and Jesus. He is sitting beside you. He knows you. He knows all your fears, your joys, your dreams. He knows the people you love and the ones who have hurt you. Yet he wants you to talk to him. He wants you to tell him everything. He gives you all the time you want. He isn't going anywhere. What do you say to him? What do you want to ask him? Take this time now to talk to him. Now he wants you to know about him. As you sit next to him in the grass, he shows you scenes of his life. He shows you growing up as a child and playing with his mother. He shows you his father working with him as a carpenter. He shows you his time in the desert when he was tempted by Satan. He shows you choosing the 12 apostles. He shows you how he reaches out to the poor, the lepers, the outcasts, the sinners. He shows you speaking to the crowds. Every interaction he has is with genuine and authentic care, humility, and love. He also shows you the time in his life when he cried, when he heard of his dear friend Lazarus dying and how he wept. He showed you his anger when merchants turned the temple into a marketplace, and how he turned over the money changers' tables and chased them out with a whip he fashioned from rope. He showed you 100% of his humanity. He also showed you scenes from your own life and how he was there in each scene and you didn't even know. If you knew, you would have felt his joy when you laughed. You would have felt his comfort when you cried. You would have felt his strength and seen his sadness when he suffered. When he finishes, he stands up, takes your hand, and tells you there is one more journey that you must go on, and it will be difficult, but you must experience it to know. You are suddenly being pushed and jostled on a dirty gravel road. You can feel the sting of the pebbles biting through your shoes. You feel like you are choking from all the dust that is being kicked up, and you realize you are surrounded by a crowd of people walking up a long hill. There are people yelling hurtful words towards someone in the midst of a crowd. But you also hear the sound of women crying. You hear one woman cry out so hard you can feel your heart ache for her. You find your way through the crowd and you see soldiers marching behind someone, a prisoner. The soldiers are treating this prisoner, this man, so cruelly. They are pushing him, whipping him, mocking and laughing at him. On his back, he is dragging a heavy object, weighing him down. He falls from weakness and fatigue. For a moment, he doesn't move, and you think he might not have made it. Then he slowly turns and looks at you. You know this man. You know his burden. It is a wooden cross. As you look upon his bloody, dirty face, you are no longer looking down, but rather looking up. You are looking upon the same man, except now he is no longer carrying the cross. He is nailed upon it. Around his head is a circle of large, painful thorns. On his face is a look of sadness and betrayal. You can no longer bear to see the agony he is enduring. So you look around. Those same soldiers that were mocking him are now quiet and almost confused. The crowds have dispersed, and the only other people there with you are a few women tearfully keeping vigil at the foot of the cross, and a young man called John consoling the woman. But you make out another face a short distance away that has witnessed this all, a face that is undefinable. You look at it and notice a sinister smile upon its face and feel an eerie chill run through you. You instantly feel anger at this being, but you will not let his sense of content and victory win. You muster your strength to gaze once again upon the face of Jesus on the cross. He looks at you, and without his voice, you hear him say, "I am not leaving you. I will be with you always." Suddenly, his face becomes glorified, as brilliant as the light that shone on him in the river. The face of the undefinable one looks horrified and then angry, and you feel a sense of victory, joy, and hope. You gaze one last time upon the glorified face of Jesus. You feel the joy and warmth of that light upon your face, and you realize that you are back in church. You are back looking upon that consecrated host displayed in the monstrance on the altar. The sun is reflecting through the stained glass windows, and you can feel the warmth of the sun on your cheek. And you hear those words again, "I am not leaving you. I will be with you always." Take a few moments now to spend with Jesus. And when you are ready, you may open your eyes. Thank you for joining us here today, and may Christ bless you.